Angels and Blue Jays Monday. Jesse Chavez facing the Toronto team with whom he spent a portion of 2016, but Chavez falls behind in the fourth.
That is launched out the left center field, and the Blue Jays are going to have a 1-0 lead. Russell Martin gets into one, his second of the season.
Here's the pitch. That's a little pop. It's going to drive in Trout. It'll drop into left field. That's an RBI hit. Albert's bat stays hot, and just like that, this game is tied at one.
Ground ball to second base. Maven's coming home to throw for Travis, and a low throw. Maven gets the hand in there ahead of the tag. 2-1 Angels. Escobar will get credited with an RBI.
That was a great read, though, by Maven. He was quick and just avoided that tag. Travis had a firm throw, also quick in his release. But it was all about the slide and avoiding the tag. Off the end of the bat, infield in, got himself in throwing position. One hop throw, but still quick and a perfect slide by Maven. Just keep it down, elevate it, he will hit it hard. Down and away, you have a chance to get a swing and miss.
Got him. Down goes Morales, two outs. Strikeout number six for Jesse. 3-2. And a called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Martin wasn't happy.
Well, this one is going down to the wire. 2-1 delivery. That's bounced by the mound out near second. Flip to second one. Relay to first. A double play. The ball game is over. He hit into a twin killing right there against Bud Norris. And the Angels hold on tonight and win this game by the final of 2-1. You can put a halo over this one.
Jesse Chavez turned in six innings of one-run ball with seven Ks, and the Angels scraped together just enough offense to edge the Blue Jays 2-1 on Monday night. Here is L.A. skipper Mike Socia.
You know, any one of these games could have gone one way or the other, the whole series. They played us really tough, and our guys in the end got it done tonight. Another big double play ball just like a couple nights ago. Our bullpen just keeps answering the bell, and they did a good job and did a good job tonight again.
What did you think of David Hernandez's
Angels
debut?
Showed good stuff. We saw just one breaking ball, but he's got a live arm for sure, and there's still some, there's still some velocity coming out. He's got good movement. He's pitched in the back end of good bullpens before, so hopefully he'll give us a little lift. He did a good job tonight. Just missed with some. I think the four walks were a little uncharacteristic of the way Jesse usually goes about his business. But when he needed to make pitches, he did. Got some big strikeouts. Got a double play ball that helped him. He pitched a good game. It's still a tough lineup, even though Donaldson's not in there. That's a tough lineup to get through. And he made some pitches when he had to. I think he was just trying to, take stock and make sure he wasn't still folded up. I mean, he hit the ground pretty hard trying to get out of that pitch. And, you can see on the replay, his knee, his ankle, there's a lot of things that, a lot of moving parts. But hopefully he'll be fine. He said he felt fine. Obviously he went out there and played the ninth inning and turned the last double play. So that part of it was good. And hopefully he'll come back tomorrow and be ready to go. I want to talk about the defense and what we did on the mound, because that's the style we need. We need to control the game on the defensive end, and we did. We did a pretty good job this series, not just making the plays in the field, but our pitcher-catch relationship, making sure we're hitting our spots, repeating pitches. All the things are going to be important for that first line of defense, which is your pitcher on the mound. So controlling that tonight, that gives us a lot of confidence. On the offensive side, yeah, we ran the bases aggressively, scored on a contact play, got some guys at third base with less than two outs. Couldn't put the ball in play in a couple situations that, could have maybe eased what we need to do on the pitching side. But when push came to shove, we held the lead. I'm not going to focus too much on the offensive end. I think our offense is going to be fine, But for us to reach our goal, we definitely have to control the defensive end like we did tonight. And the guys in the field, we've got a great range out there, great defensive club. But it starts with your pitching. And we did a good job tonight.
How do you think Bud Norris has handled his two saves?
Well, his stuff's there. It's kind of a new neighborhood for him. You know, even just being in the bullpen, and let alone being pushed back to the back end. And not that he's necessarily going to close every game, but the way it's worked out, he's pitched the ninth inning and done a good job the last couple opportunities he had. And I think he's fine. I think as he gets some experience there, understanding just making his pitches, threw a real good slider to Coughlin to get the first out after he missed the two bunts. And then, you know, got the double play ball. So although it was a little rocky with the walk, you know, I think he hopefully is growing in confidence to make his pitches, whether he's pitching in the ninth inning or whether he's pitching in the sixth inning. And if he does that, I think he's going to be very successful.
The Angels' game-winning run on Monday night came in a most unique fashion as Cameron Maben made an incredible slide at home plate to give the Angels a 2-1 lead they would not relinquish.
What was the key to pulling off this victory?
I'm just staying together. Our bullpen did a great job. Jesse did an awesome job of keeping us in the ball game. We scored timely runs, and we played good defense. That's what we've been doing, playing great defense behind our pitchers. And, you know, hopefully we can swing some momentum our way. It was a big win and a good way to go in the next series.
You guys did a great job manufacturing runs. You getting your hand in at home plate. How did you avoid that tag?
I don't know. It's like the Matrix. I don't know, man. Just trying to do what I can. Trying to use my athleticism, my long arms, go-go gadget arms. It worked, and it was a huge run.
The Angels continue their homestand on Tuesday night as the A's come to town. It'll be J.C. Ramirez squaring off with Jesse Hahn.